Violet gave an exhausted groan. "And what's the second message?" she asked.
"The second message is that you must report to Vice Principal Nero's office right away."
"Vice Principal Nero's office?" Klaus asked. "Why?"
"I'm sorry,"
Carmelita Spatz said, with a nasty smile to indicate she wasn't sorry one bit.
"I don't answer questions from non-tipping orphan cake sniffers."
Some children at the neighboring table laughed when they heard that and began banging their silverware on the table.
"Cake sniffing orphans in the orphan shack! Cake sniffing orphans in the orphan shack!"
they chanted, as Carmelita Spatz giggled and skipped off to finish her lunch.
"Cake-sniffing orphans in the orphan shack! Cake-sniffing orphans in the orphan shack!"
they chanted while the Baudelaire sighed and stood up on their aching legs. "We'd better go to Nero's," Violet said. "We'll see you later, Duncan and Isadora." "Nonsense," Duncan said. "We'll walk you. Carmelita Spatz has made me lose my appetite, so we'll skip lunch and take you to the administrative building. We won't go inside. Otherwise, there'll be no silverware between the five of us. But we'll wait outside, and you can tell us what's going on." "I wonder what Nero wants," Klaus said, yawning. "Maybe he's discovered that Genghis is really Olaf all by himself," Isadora said, and the Baudelaire smiled back. They didn't dare hope that this was the reason for their summons to Nero's office, but they appreciated their friend's hopefulness. The five children handed their scarcely eaten lunches to the cafeteria workers, who blinked at them silently from behind their metal masks, and walked to the administrative building. The Quagmire triplets wished the Baudelaires luck, and Violet, Klaus, and Sunny trudged up the steps to Nero's office.
"Thank you for taking the time out of your busy orphan schedule to see me,"
Vice Principal Nero said, yanking open its door before they could knock.
"Hurry up and come inside. Every minute I spend talking to you is a minute I could spend practicing the violin. And when you're a musical genius like me, every minute counts."
The three children walked into the tiny office and began clapping their tired hands together as Nero raised both arms in the air.
"There are two things I wanted to talk to you about," he said
when the applause was over.
"Do you know what they are?"
"No, sir," Violet replied.
"No, sir,"
Nero mimicked, although he looked disappointed that the children hadn't given him a longer answer to make fun of.
"Well, the first one is that the three of you have missed 9 of my violin concerts, and each of you owes me a bag of candy for each one. 9 bags of candy times 3 equals 29. In addition, Carmelita Spatz has told me that she has delivered 10 messages to you, if you include the 2 she delivered today, and that you've never given her a tip. That's a disgrace. Now, I think a nice tip is a pair of earrings with precious stones. So you owe her 10 pairs of earrings. What do you have to say about that?"